From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Yesterday, the San Juan County Commission held a public meeting on the Navajo Nation for the second time ever. It's part of an effort by the Navajo Majority Commission to reach residents who don't often engage with local government. But Mother Nature had other plans. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
Big wet snowflakes fell on the small community of Navajo Mountain, or Natisan, blanketing its red dirt roads. Hank Stevens is the local representative or chapter president for Navajo Mountain, and he says the weather likely kept people at home.
Navajo Mountain is so remote, we only have one access road. So if we have a bad weather condition like snow, then, you know, our numbers will drop.
About 10 people showed up, which is less than Stevens expected. Despite the low turnout, Stevens says he's happy the commission came to Navajo Mountain for the first time.
Overall, I think it's a beginning. So being optimistic, you know, maybe we'll host another one this year.
At the meeting, the commission heard a request from the state to build a radio tower for first responders on top of Navajo Mountain. But Stevens said the community will probably not approve the project. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Yesterday, Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County officials opened the waitlist for Section 8 housing. The first time in 5 years that waitlist for the affordable housing application has been open. Section 8 housing vouchers help low-income, elderly, and disabled renters afford a place to live in the private market. If approved, renters are given a housing voucher that can be used across Salt Lake County. The application is now mobile-friendly and provides a way for applicants to check their status online. The public comment period closes tomorrow for a proposed rule that would allow certain immigrants to practice law in Utah. KUER's Rocio Hernandez reports the comments are overwhelmingly supportive.
As of yesterday, the Utah Supreme Court has received 43 comments on a proposed rule that would allow certain young immigrants, commonly referred to as dreamers, to be admitted to the Utah State Bar. 3 out of 4 of those comments were in favor of letting these individuals who were brought to the country illegally as children practice law in the state. Attorney Anthony Kay represents the two women who petitioned the court last October for this rule change.
My clients are situated the same as any other American person and gone to law school and college. They are equally deserving of the ability to practice law, their chosen profession, in their home country.
Kay expects the Utah Supreme Court will adopt the rule as is. That would mean his clients could take the bar exam in July. States that currently allow dreamers to become practicing lawyers include California, Wyoming, and Illinois. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
The discredited practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ children is now banned in Utah. That makes 19 states to prohibit the practice. State officials confirmed the rule became final late yesterday. Supporters of the ban say children can become more depressed and suicidal after undergoing conversion therapy. The ban stands out because it went through regulators rather than lawmakers after a proposal was derailed last year. Conversion therapy is a practice used to try to change sexual orientation or gender identity. The new rule bans Utah therapists from subjecting LGBTQ minors to the practice that the American Psychological Association has said is not based in science and is harmful to mental health. The State Department of Environmental Quality is encouraging schools to apply for grants that would fund lead testing of drinking water. The DEQ recently received a large EPA grant to cover testing costs. It's part of a new initiative by the DEQ's Division of Drinking Water to support distribution of these grants and inform schools and parents of lead risk. Schools have until March 31st to apply for the funds, and if funding remains after that deadline, eligible facilities will be able to apply in an open enrollment period. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.